Women are stupid and I don't respect them. That's right, I just have sex with them. Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia.
You're talking to me about stuff. Why? I'd rather see your titties. Now you're talking about other stuff. Why? I'd much rather see your titties. I can't have sex with your personality, and I can't put my penis in your college degree, and I can't shove my fist in your childhood dreams. So why are you sharing all this information with me? It's not sexist cause I'm saying it in a song. That's right, bitch. Now take off your thong and show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
Knock knock, who's there? It's me, wondering why you're not naked. Knock knock, who's there? Me again, still wondering why you're not naked. I wanna see your bum, I don't care what you say. No, I don't have feelings, cause feelings are gay. Something, something in the month of May. Bitches love my penis cause it's really big. Girls' brains are much stupider than men's are, so they should always listen to us cause we're smart. Women are only good for three things: cooking, cleaning, and vaginas. Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, August 25th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name is Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 77 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time.
What's the fucking difference?
I know. Only on the internet would you ever get shit for actually where we're observing daylight savings time, so could you please change your MST to MDT?
Please.
Please. Okay. So, yeah, Mountain Daylight Time. This is our lucky episode 77.
What's
Thank
lucky
you.
About 77?
Well, number 7 is lucky. Number 77 is
twice lucky.
That. So
maybe maybe it works backwards that way.
No.
Two sevens makes it unlucky.
Like a 14? I don't even know where the fuck that came from.
Neither do I.
Why is 13 unlucky and 7? Like, luck is dumb.
I know.
And you people that are like, good luck, you're dumb also. So we took the footage of episode 76, and, well, it took, like, three different computers, not my laptop, no go, my desktop, no go. I finally had to take it to Odie's house, took it to the source back, you know, because it was his camera, so maybe it'll work on your computer. Fucking finally did. So, like, an hour and a half later of capturing footage, it's still at his house. So, I will get that and edit it and get it all up there. But we do have the videos from my camera and the other camera that was on Braden. And I only put together one fucking thing because it takes like 3 fucking hours of doing it. And it sucks.
How fun is that?
It's like, man, I know what I'm going to say because I said it because I was there. And now it's like you're watching that. It's like Groundhog Day, but
yeah.
Not as funny because, you know, we don't have Bill Murray on the show.
I don't know. We're pretty good.
Yeah. Not Bill Murray yet, but
no.
Pretty soon. Yeah. I got that and it's all good. And then Saturday, me and Odie, we went to Bitterroot Lake and laid around in the fucking, in the water that was freezing fucking cold. And then I got home that night and I watched this movie. I've had it for a while. Just by the name, it's called The Perfect Vagina. And like the reviews are like, it's a movie about the perfect vagina. So I'm like, hey, I like vagina. What's better than vagina?
A perfect
vagina.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
What else?
So I'm like, man, how can you not like this? And it's totally a trick. I'll say right
gotcha.
Now.
Gotcha.
Got me. I after watching this movie, I will never, ever, ever look at vaginas the same way. It's all about, basically, it's this female British chick, and she's making this movie about why women want to get their vaginas fixed. Like, I thought it was just a joke on South Park when they're like, peenoplasties and a negroplasty
right.
and a whiteyplasty or whatever.
Not really.
There's actual things called a vaginoplasty or whatever the fuck it's actually called. And so I'm like, okay, they're just gonna like show her face as she's getting her beef curtains butchered, literally. Fucking, but oh no, it goes to her face and then the doctor, it goes down by his hand, which is right by her vagina, and it's all showing like everything. Like those Brits, they do not fucking hold back. So he's like, okay, this is gonna sting a bit. And it's like, really, you're fucking sticking a fucking 3-inch long needle into my vagina?
Oh my god.
Oh no. Harder. Harder.
And you get to watch that.
Yeah. And he's like, you only feel it for 60 seconds and then it'll go away. And then he's like, so, Berger says, get the fucking huge lips cut.
Well, that kind of happens.
Oh, man. I am flustered. That's cool that it happens, I guess.
Wow.
Good thing that cord's not plugged in.
Good thing, huh?
But you don't need to watch it happen. It's like, okay, you see all these people walking around with their kids and shit, and they're like, oh, that's cute. They say that because they didn't watch the actual birth.
They didn't watch them have the kid. That's
not
so pretty.
Much at all. And then, like, get invited to dinner the next night where the husband and wife are eating the placenta and shit. Mm. And it's like, oh, my fuck.
Dessert.
But no, so he fucking injects her in the fucking twat. And then he's like, all right, do you feel this? And he's like fucking pinching it and stuff. It's like, are you even allowed to do that? Like, okay.
It's like tickling her clit now.
Yeah, wait till she falls asleep. But and then she's like, no. And then he's like, all right, here we go. And he starts drawing a dotted line. And this chick's like, not even 18, I don't think.
Serious?
Yeah, I think she was like 16 or 17. And she was always talking about how her sister and a couple of her friends teased her about having real hangy vaginal lips. Like a picture, like a bulldog,
right.
An English bulldog. Like,
but
that's what her vagina looked like.
Was it really that bad?
Minus the teeth. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, how bad could your vagina be?
Would want to do that.
Right.
I mean, that's
it's
pretty extreme.
Dude, it's bad.
Is it?
It's like fucking, it makes you want to like put a little piece of fucking something in between the two lips.
Yeah.
And then put an egg on that fucking thing and then pull them down and fucking launch the egg right into her twat.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a slingshot.
So they draw the dotted line and shit, and she's like kind of cringing, like, he's touching my vagina. Oh, goodness. And then he's like, all right, and here we go. And he takes the scalpel, and I'm thinking, all right, it's going to pan back up to her face.
Of course.
There's no way I'm going to see this
happen.
And this
is like an episode of
a
TV show.
No, it's a movie.
Isn't it?
It's an actual movie called The Perfect Vagina.
Got it.
Oh, no Bible ripping tonight.
You forgot.
No, I didn't forget. Let me get to it. I supposed to open the show?
You did last time.
Kaboom, fucking rip, tear, slash, burn. No, see, I want to wait in case I do get struck down by the hand of God.
Gotcha.
I'd like to get into the show a little bit.
At least a little
bit. I have to talk about the vagina movie because it seriously fucked me up, dude. Like, I am fucked up because of this shit.
Wow. I wonder what's going to go through your head the next time you have a vagina.
I'm going to be
face.
Like, hey, I know a good doctor. Okay. So he fucking, it goes up to her face when he's drawing the dotted line and shit, and then it goes back down to it. And he's like in mid slice. Like, he pulls the fucking, there's two lips, right?
Well, yeah.
Right and left
right,
side.
Right.
Usually. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay. So he pulls these, he's working on the right one if she's laying down, legs spread. Got it? Okay.
You're right.
Fucking
or
my
her?
Right.
Okay.
Not stage right. My right.
Right.
Okay. So he pulls the fucking, the lip, like the whole thing. You can see the clit, like, kind of like, hey, what's going on? Oh, renovation. Ah! and he pulls it and just fucking starts slicing it off. Like it's
cutting
like you're cutting a piece of steak. I'm like, dude, I'm waiting for him to get the A1 out and be like, this is how I eat my pussy. Okay. So
and her reaction to this
she is like crying by now.
Oh my god.
Like I don't know.
Why would they like put her to sleep?
You
or
think, right?
Like...
And they said that beforehand. Like I'm not gonna describe the whole movie. God knows I fucking could. I rewound it and watched it so many fucking
especially
times.
Especially that part.
Oh man. You know how long it takes me to climax while watching a girl's labia get shortened?
Seconds.
8 minutes. A new record, I must say. So, this is a vagina monologue. Thanks, Subby. Subby from fucking The Scream is in our chat room. Stereo Radiation is in our chat room. Burger, you and me.
Yeah, of course.
This is... Wow. We are blessed.
We're missing this Paulo now.
I know. Where's Paulo? We are blessed to have such great friends. Welcome, all of you, to my vagina monologue. No. So yeah,
should be the name of this episode. The vagina.
Yeah,
monologue.
I don't. We were talking about naming episodes. I don't know if we're gonna do that. What do you guys think? Email info.
I think we should now that we can call it the vagina monologue.
Start with that one. That'll be the last one. The next one will be the Jam Hole Ep 78.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. I just want to do this once.
Okay, so he's slicing into this thing, and like the camera's kind of right there, and it pans back up to her face, and she's just seriously cringing.
Did they give her like any painkiller?
Well, no,
or
just
anything?
The injection, they said. Just the local anesthetic. She was totally awake for the whole fucking thing. And I'm just like, man, I want to be fucking knocked out when I get like a cavity drilled or fucking a physical.
Give
it's
me
like,
the
hey,
fucking laughing
just
gas.
Wake me up when the fingers are out of my asshole and the gloves are in the trash. I don't need to see the prior to or the aftermath of any of
that.
If
you
shit.
Do, if you have to do anything that has to do with surgery or you know,
right.
dentistry, like
just not. Yeah, if you're cleaning my teeth, just fucking get the chloroform. There's some in my car. If you're out next
well,
to
they
the
have
rope,
nitrous oxide
next to the rope, and then or that. Or I could
I'd rather have the nitrous.
I could bring my own either way.
Whatever.
Doesn't matter. So yeah, he cuts that one off and then he goes to the other one, fucking pulls it. Yes, Burger, I saw 16-year-old pussy, but it's okay because it was British pussy.
Why is that okay?
Please. Okay, you got here. I can't look at this and no I'm not.
You're going to cheat.
Okay. There. You focus on the chat. Okay. We need a feedback system almost.
Yeah.
So he fucking pulls the other one and slices through that, and by this time, like, tears are just streaming down her face. She's fucking freaking out. Her best friend is in there holding her hand and shit. It's like birth.
Yeah.
It's like you did this to yourself. And the whole point of the documentary was to find out, and almost she was trying to stop her, but she couldn't, but she was trying to stop other people from having this done. She's like, you know, every woman's vagina is different. Some just are kind of gross and hangy, and others are nice and neat and tight, you know? And so the whole point of this is to see why women would do that to themselves. And I mean, it's
they
stupid.
Really, I guess
it's because it's all about physical appearance. Why do women have breast implants and Botox and butt lifts and eye lifts and all that shit?
They gotta be perfect.
Right. And I mean, I understand, obviously, God didn't make you perfect. You're a fucking bitch most of the time. But then you go get your lips cut off? Like, I'm not dealing with that for 3 months while your fucking vagina's bleeding twice.
Yeah, but
you know?
if her lips are so big that she needs to get them cut off in the first place, I probably wouldn't be with
I don't know, though, because, I mean, looking is one thing, but do you know what that would feel like? It'd be like a little hand reaching down to grab the shaft of your cock. Like, I don't know.
That's a good point.
I would, like, make little barbells for her labia to, like, lift and shit.
Jesus.
And it'd get all muscular and buff, and fuck yeah, dude. It would just, I don't know. It just seems like it would be a good thing. So, like, she finds out, I guess, eventually, common sense or whatever, that most women do that because they were teased at some point in their life. And it
makes
either
them uncomfortable
from
with it.
Their relatives, which is the weird thing. I would expect it from, like, douchebag ex-boyfriends that you'll end up going back with, you know, 3 months later.
Right, after
but
you
it's
get
like,
your lips
it's,
fixed.
Right, it's their relatives and shit, like your sister and your brother. Like,
that's kind of weird.
It just seems weird. It's like, I care that my family thinks my vagina looks weird. Like, I don't know. That just seems really odd to me. I don't know. It's dumb. It was very entertaining, though.
Yeah.
And then there's this one guy in the documentary that he's like a sculptor, and he's making this big giant wall of vaginas. But like every
why?
Because every woman's vagina is different, and
right.
he wants to bring that to the forefront with this fucking, because he's a fucking lazy artist, and
yeah,
he
and
wants,
he just really likes and, making vaginas.
Well, no, because the whole thing of it is the molds are made from real vagina. Like
oh.
there's women that
see,
go
that's
in
why
there.
He does it.
He's like spread
like,
them.
Hey.
Spread them. And then would you spread them if your fucking sculptor sounded like that?
No, I wouldn't spread them at all.
Not at all. So yeah, they go in there and he's all talking to him and shit. How's the weather? Okay, this is gonna be a little cold. And he just fucking spackles their twat pretty much, and then he rubs it and gets it all up in there and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it's nice.
And, like, he's got gloves on and shit,
right.
but
he's still enjoying it.
The wall looks fucking weird. Like, there is a lot of variance in from vagina to vagina.
All right.
Like, all dicks look the same, you know, pretty much. They're dicks. It's long or not long, and it's straight, and you know what a dick looks like.
I know what mine looks like.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, yeah, I don't know. It just, they vary so much, and I guess if you're not happy with the way your vagina looks, we can fix that for a nominal fee. Fuck,
probably a lot.
And I was watching it, and it's like, if I learned to sew, I could do that. I could totally slice and dice vagina. Oh,
yeah.
And then the last thing I want to talk about this is when, after he's done, he fucking takes one of the lips that he just cut off and he shows it to her. And he's like, look, it's just like a piece of fucking whatever. I forget what he says. Like a piece of rubber. It stretches so much. And he's like stretching this lip out. And it's, I was waiting.
After he cut it.
Yeah. Like, I was waiting for him to
stretch. I'd be like, ugh.
I was waiting for him to stretch it and put it on his lips and like blow a bubble or something. It was so fucking, and this, he's got like the weird German accent.
Right,
and it was just
weird. He probably eats, he probably cooks it up.
Yeah,
later
he's got
it.
Like a whole fucking jar full of pickled right. vaginal lips that just didn't make the cut,
scrumptious.
Or did make the cut. Oh, okay. So after that, or no. That this is Sunday, I believe. I don't know. My days are all effed since I started drinking. It's just like one big long day for
yeah,
like this
every
whole
day
week.
Is just the same.
But I went to a little employee barbecue, which was kind of.
How was that?
It was kind of fun.
Did you get shitty?
Yeah, I rode my bike there so I could just get wasted. And they fucking, they have Crown Royal, which I've never had before because I'm new to this whole alcoholic thing. So I have to say I like the Black Label better, the Johnny Walker, but
Stubby says he snaps her ass with the stretchy leg.
Like the fucking, oh man, that's awesome. Fucking, could you imagine like nailing the clit just
ooh.
Right on the top of it? She would, oh man, it
go
just
nuts.
Falls off.
Yeah.
You drop something. So yeah, it was all right. It was pretty much, they cook like some badass steaks, and like that's
nice.
All I eat because I'm a carnivore,
right?
Because I'm a man.
Yeah.
Pardon me. Okay, yeah, that was just awesome. And then one of the weird things about it was there was some dude there that was friends with my boss, and his kid was there. And what I didn't know at first is that this kid is an FAS child.
What?
Fetal alcohol syndrome. His
oh.
mother drank heavily. And he's probably like 8 or 9, I think. And he's just got a fucking mouth on him. Like, I'm out there smoking and shit. And he's like, you know, that'll kill you. And I look at him like, yeah, that's kind of the point. And he's like, why? I'm like, come here, son. Let me tell you a little something. Class is in session.
Oh,
do you
shit.
So yeah, I explained the whole being old and pooping yourself and smoking will give you cancer by the time you're
oh,
ready.
Oh, what
to
a good
go.
Influence on
I know,
he's
right?
Like, wow, I was gonna start smoking.
So then I'm like, what do you know about abortions? And he's like, I know that they're bad. I'm like, yeah, I know that your mom could have benefited from one. And like, he didn't really get the joke, but everyone sitting around me was just like, Matt, don't say shit like that to the kids. I'm like,
right?
Well, he's being a little fucking bastard. And then he's like, are you on drugs? And I'm like, not nearly enough. Why? Drugs are bad, you know. Drugs will kill you. I'm like,
back to the killing
this
yourself.
This kid
again.
Just like spends all day on the internet or something and just reads things and then just like waits for his chance to spit them back out
right.
to anyone that'll listen.
Right.
And since I'm fucking, you know, I'm bored, I'm just sitting
there. Since
he
suckered you
into talking
to him.
I got a little buzz on. Yeah, no, it's just totally entertaining trying to, you know, teach this kid about drugs and smoking and abortions and shit. So then I'm like, hey, your mom liked to drink a lot? And he's like, he got all kind of sad, and he's like, yeah. I'm like, she liked to drink a lot while you were in the womb? And I guess that's not something you say
I don't think
to
that's
a
okay.
child that seriously has fetal alcohol right. syndrome. And I was just waiting for him to, like, go in and tell his dad and then, like, start this whole fucking thing. But he never did. So.
Stereo radiation says it stands for faggy anal syndrome.
That, I could see that. Do you know any kids that have that, Mr. Z, whatever the fuck? So it was just, I don't know. It's weird, like, because I've never experienced that before. And just, he was just, I don't know. Like, I'm glad it wasn't my child. I'll say that. Like, I don't think I could handle that. So I'm like, when we were talking about the abortions, I was like, what, you know, do you guys have any staircases in your house? And he's like,
hangers?
Yeah.
No,
I'm like, man, like, how easy would that have been?
Yeah.
Your
why
dad
didn't you
was
just do
not
that?
Very smart. So, yeah, that was cool. And then, you know, we drank some more, and then I rode my bike back.
How was riding your bike
riding
drunk?
Drunk is a lot different than driving drunk.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like to say it. I've never really done either, and I've taken care of both in the past week. So, it's
getting
just...
Getting it done.
You're getting it done, dude. Fuck yeah. So, I did want to talk about another friend of mine here. You're not even going to believe this. I know somebody that has worse luck in relationships than I do.
Really?
Like,
is it possible?
I thought not. I'm like, man, this is cool. You know, the girl I want to live with lives in Argentina. Like, what else could fucking go
okay,
wrong?
Okay, so how is it worse for this guy?
Okay, well, my friend is 18 years old. We'll call him Tim.
Okay.
And let's see.
Come on.
He is, he was dating this girl that told him she was 18. And
told him.
Right. So okay. you can take a wild guess where this is going.
I already know.
So, yeah, she told him he was 18, and I guess they've been talking on the phone a lot, and her mom recorded some phone calls of them talking, and I guess because he's been at their house, and, like, they've hung out and shit, you know, they've been with each other for a little bit. And so she recorded all these phone calls and called the cops on him. And the cops came and they're like, are you Tim? And he's like, yeah, why? And the cop says, you know, she won't be 16 for like 3 more weeks. And he's like, what? She's 15?
Wow.
And like 15 and 18 isn't that big of an age gap, like not near as big as 27 and 18, for example.
Right, for
but
example.
The age of consent here is 16, so he was like 3 weeks away from being A-okay. But just like the fact that you would lie to somebody like that.
I know. It's like knowing, what a shitty thing to do.
I mean, I guess maybe she didn't know her mom was recording the phone calls, but
yeah, that's fucked up.
So he's like, the cop's like, you know, she won't be 16 for 3 weeks, and you can get up to 20 years for that.
What?
And
that's
so Tim's
stupid.
Like, hey, I didn't fuck her. And the cop's like, you can get disorderly conduct for saying the F word.
What?
So he's
are
like,
you serious?
Yeah, this is what he... I transcribed our chat conversation
really?
From last night.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's like, you know, whatever. And the cop's like, don't call her. Don't go to her house. None of that shit. And Tim's like, you know, okay, whatever. So the girl, let's see what, I thought I wrote down her name cause she's a cunt. And, I was going to call her out, but I guess I didn't. So the thing I just wanted to point out about this is that's fucked up that happens. But what's more fucked up, that this girl is going around lying to guys? Like, it's not like he was like, I'm going to rape you because
right.
I know you're 15. It's like, hey, we can hang out because you say you're 18. Like, has it gotten to that point where guys need to start carding women now, I
think
guess?
It's getting to the point where, like, I need to see some ID, please.
Yeah, exactly. And then pretty soon they'll be having, like, little fake IDs and shit. And
right.
The guys all carry around those fucking UV lights. And
right, to check.
You'll have, like, the line with
they'll
the
have,
fucking...
They'll have, like, UV light keychains.
Yeah,
for
totally.
Your keys and shit.
The women will be, like, in a line with the velvet rope with a bouncer. Everyone will have to hire their own bouncer to card women to make sure you don't go to jail.
Right.
That's so fucked up. It just seems
fucking bitches
stupid that you can't say fuck in front of a cop, but this girl is not on the trouble end of lying to this guy saying she's,
yeah,
you know,
shouldn't she be the one that's in trouble?
Yeah, like,
it's not like he
you're
knew.
A lying bitch. It wasn't my fault, or,
right.
You know, that's
if you
weird.
Wouldn't have lied to me and said you were 15, this wouldn't be happening.
Right. So it's weird that it's your fault that these bitches are just scandalous and liars and all
that.
Stereo
Radiation says you should have to sign a waiver.
Yeah, exactly.
That would
hey,
work.
We need to, if anyone knows a good lawyer, I want a fucking form, a contract, we'll say, a nonverbal written out contract.
Hey, we
contract.
Just found out who is a lawyer. I don't know how good he is. But...
Oh, I don't know if he wanted that mentioned on the show. That's why I didn't say that.
But that's why I didn't say who it was.
Cool. So, Stereo Radiation, if you could make us a contract.
Hey, I didn't even say who it was.
What?
And then you just said...
Oh, it's Stereo Radiation? It's capital Z? He's a lawyer?
What?
That could come in really handy. No, so, it's weird. You have to now... you have the prenup, you have the marriage contract,
right?
You
but
have
just
the pre-marriage
the
contract. You have the contract that says if you are a liar and you're not the age you say you are, you can't sue me or
right.
put me in jail.
I can't get
shit.
Arrested for being with a minor.
So going along with this, I met a girl today while I was
minor.
Delivering. Well, you're gonna ruin the story.
I'm sorry.
At the college, right? You figured the college, that's a safe place,
it's, right?
Because I mean, I do deliver to some elementary schools. The teachers,
careful, man.
Pretty hot. The kids, yeah, no, you can't. That's fucked, you know. So the college, you're like, this
right.
is. If you're in college, you're at least 18.
At least,
and you know. So all right, I see this girl and she's walking and she's kind of like looking at me. So I fucking do the stupid fucking hi, like I know her and shit. And yeah. she fucking kind of waves back and you know. So I go and I come back out after I'm done delivering and she's sitting on this bench. So. I just, she's kind of looking at me and shit, and I'm looking at her, and she's pretty, and she looks like she's maybe 23, 24, so I'm like, weird, dude. I'm not gonna let this pass me by, you know? Mm-hmm. So I fucking get in the truck, and I find some card that was like it was the receipt from the mass bloodshed last show we went to.
Oh, okay.
And so I write, oh, hi, I'm Matthew, let's hang out later, something like that, I forget. And then my number, I'm like, sorry, I'm in a hurry. Gotta go. And so I give it, and then like 10 minutes later she texts me back. I'm like, weird, that was quick.
Yeah,
you know, I wasn't expecting like anything. And so long story short, she ends up calling me or something because her phone can't receive text messages but can send them. And so I'm like, yo, why, what are you doing there? And she's like, oh, I'm going for my GED. And I'm like, okay, maybe you dropped out of high school back in, you know, 2000 or 99, like
right,
when I
whatever.
Graduated. So you want to go back and get it. That's cool. I'm like, so why are you're still sitting there? Because she said she was still sitting at the college on the park bench. And she's like, oh, I'm waiting for my dad to pick me up. I'm like, really?
Ooh.
I'm like, so how old are you? And she's like, 17.
Fuck.
How old do you think I am? 23? No, 21? No. 19? No, you're going the wrong fucking way. Listen, yeah. How old do you think I am? 25? No.
Getting
how old?
Warmer.
27. Oh. Really?
Oh.
Oh, you fucking bitch. Like,
whatever.
Come on, man.
At least you didn't be like, 18.
Yeah, well, yeah, right? Oh, man, that would have been...
At least was a little... At least she was fucking honest.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. Unless she was, like, 23 and she was just saying that. But then, like, why would you call in the first place? You know, like, that's weird. So, I'm like, man, this is kind of weird, huh? And she's like, no, not really. And I'm just thinking the whole time, like, I'm not going to do this again. I tried dating
don't
an 18-year-old.
Don't even try.
Fuck no. It's no. They,
unless she's, like, super gorgeous.
I don't even think that, because you know what that does? That'll just make me want them that much more,
yeah.
And that will just fuck me up
true.
That much more.
Just stay away.
When she changes her mind.
Right.
Because that's what 18-year-old, 17-year-old girls do. No. No, I would not get arrested.
You might.
16 is the consent age. I don't even like you saying the word arrested on this show. just fucking creeps me out.
Why?
So it figures, I guess. And so that goes back to the whole thing that we said in one of the earlier episodes, that all girls under 18 should have to wear bells around their necks.
True.
That way, that would have saved me the whole fucking text.
You
would have
just heard
the conversation. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. And I wouldn't even looked. Nope. When she was walking, when she first looked at me, I would have heard that little bell
and
ring.
And you would look
and
away from her.
That's right.
Don't even look at her.
That's right. So, bells around your necks. If you are parents, until your kids are 18, well, the girls, I don't care about the guys. You might want to do that for Braden. So, I do want to say, before we do some news here, we got a couple more things to get to. A certain friend of ours is no longer a virgin. Yay! Congratulations. I'm not gonna say who it is, but if you can guess, he's one of the guys that works at Anna's Pizza. I'm not gonna tell you which one.
Yeah, because there's like four people that work there.
Well, by process of elimination, I just want to say congratulations. And I also was thinking, like, when his brother told me that, so now I just limited it to two.
Oh,
which one of them
snap.
Was it?
Which
so
brother?
When his brother was telling me that, I'm like, man, like, to be a virgin and be, because I think he's like 18 or 19, mm-hmm. and then her being a virgin also, like, that must have been the most awkward,
like, okay,
sexual,
what do we do?
Encounter ever. Like, yeah, I pictured him like calling his dad or text messaging, like, all right, we got the penis hard and there's a condom on it. Now what? And, like, I don't know. Like, step-by-step instructions and shit. But, no, I just want to say I am very happy for him because we kind of thought he was gay for a while.
Ooh.
Ooh, I'm just kidding. But seriously. Okay. And, we do, we should mention the job search thing mm-hmm. while we're not doing some news here. This valley, I don't know, is it like that everywhere else? Like, I've never really
I don't
had
know. I just really know around here.
Yeah, I've never had to get a job in another place.
Right.
I've always, you know, had a job, and that's why I was there, whatever the fuck. So, in the valley here, people like to put up now hiring signs, but then you would think now.
Yeah, now hiring.
Just the
not
word.
Hiring in 8 months.
Right. Just the word now.
Apply now.
Would say you're hiring now.
And, right.
Okay, I understand. Not right now. Not
but
this second.
Give me a
but
week.
But not
you know.
In the next fucking season either.
Right.
You know,
next
like,
year.
Yeah, so you go around and instead of what I used to do is just drive around.
Right.
And
I
look
for
all
now
the now hiring. Staples, Best Buy, fucking, what's the other one? Office Max. You know, places that had computer stuff because that's
right.
what I was into then. So no, we'll call you back in a month. What the fuck?
What
I'm
am
not
I gonna do
need
for
a job
month?
In a month. Yeah. What the fuck are you doing? Why you should make it say now hiring later or something. Or
now hiring in 3 months.
Not hiring now or you
but,
know something.
Go ahead and apply if
it's
you
it's just
want.
A dick fucking thing. It's
right.
like some people
because see that way they can get like tons of people to apply for a few months and they can go through it all and just pick the few
right.
good ones.
And the fucked up thing is I've been called back from like Staples and Best Buy and like I'm A+ certified and all that shit, like I know my shit. Mm-hmm. We set up all this shit and I mean just building computers and fixing them and you know I that was my business before I started doing the water thing and the food thing and
right.
like I could do that shit. And so I go there and they're like, oh, we hired somebody else. It's like I go in there a couple weeks later because I need ink or printer paper and there's just like the biggest fucking retards working there. It's like
right.
I'm looking at fucking printer ink and the kid comes up and he's like, can I help you? Like just fucking retarded, tongue hanging out and drooling on the floor and shit and just awful. And I'm like, oh, probably not, but let's test him. Maybe he's one of those smart retards or
right.
whatever the fuck. What are they called? Nerds.
Right.
Maybe he's a fucking nerd. So I'm like, yeah, I'm actually looking for some DDR3200 RAM for my AMD Athlon 842, whatever the fuck, just saying. And he's like, but he has no idea. You could even if you didn't, you'd be like, okay, RAM, you should know that.
Right.
You work,
at least know what RAM
you
is.
You work
don't
in a
you?
Store that
can you show me where it is?
RAM. He's like, I could RAM my never mind. I'm at work. But it's like, I know all this shit. And he got the job over me.
I got one even worse.
Lay it on me.
So I actually applied there one time too for
at
the
Staples?
At Best Buy.
Oh, word.
And
I applied there 10 times on the online thing.
Yeah.
I couldn't pass the fucking thing.
Really?
Yeah, because it's multiple choice.
I actually got an interview there, but they never...
I got the first interview, and then you had to go fill out this thing, and I couldn't pass it. They're like, well, you're coming up yellow, red, yellow, and you need to be red, red or something. Wow. Like some stupid thing that any retard can look at two fucking colors and then look at the words and then match them.
Yeah.
Like, so I went through that thing. I fucking lied on it. I truthfully did it. I randomly did it. And each time I got the same fucking thing, red, yellow, or whatever the fuck. Weird. Not good enough to work at Best Buy, apparently.
Apparently.
But businesses would pay me $50 an hour to go in their houses and fix shit for them personally. But right. I can't fucking sell shit. It's so stupid. And it was frustrating because it's like, I don't want just a normal. I just want to do a job where I can just be a retard with all these other retards.
Right.
And it's like, I can't even do that.
No.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, like, I applied for the Geek Squad and the computer area. Just for right. sales, and I didn't get the job, and so I went in like a couple weeks later because I needed.
They're like, "Do you have any sales experience?" And I'm like, "Does pimping count?" Oh no!
But I needed a serial ATA cable, and I couldn't find where they were. So I, some guy came up and he was like, "Can I help you find anything?" I'm like, "Yeah, I need to find out where the serial ATA cables are." And he's like,
"The what?
Are those the cables that connect your monitor to the computer?"
Oh,
I'm like, you fail.
You fail.
And I'm like, no, but thanks. I'll just find it myself.
Yeah, so it got me thinking, like, maybe they hire people dumb like that so when other dumb people come in, they can just be dumb together and jerk each other off.
But, no, I mean, I can understand someone not knowing what, you know, RAM is a little more than like a serial ATA cable.
But I'm saying if you work in a place that's like a fucking person working at McDonald's that doesn't know what a quarter pounder with cheese is. Like
right.
you sell this. You
right.
work for
you
a
you gotta
place,
know what it is.
And if you didn't know, you shouldn't have been hired in the first fucking place.
Word.
It's fucking stupid. And it's like that with all these fucking jobs around here. The only thing I could get back then was, like, washing dishes and shit. It's like, oh, I'm fucking good enough to wash your dishes, but I can't sell you fucking things I actually know about
right,
and
yeah.
I enjoy doing.
Your A-plus certification sure helps you do dishes.
Yeah, right. I'm like, thanks, CompTIA. Way to F my A. So, yeah. You are trying to get a job, though, aren't you?
Yes.
A job that works around the schedule of the show.
Preferably.
That's hardcore dedication.
It's really hard to find a job.
If it was me and it wasn't my show, like my friend did it and I'm the co-host, I'd be like, sorry, dude, I'm getting a job. But you're like, no, I will do the show first and then get a job second.
Right.
But then again, I'm not still getting money because I made my dad kill himself.
Right,
either,
that
so.
Too.
That helps.
That does help.
Oh, and then the last thing I didn't want to talk about is that Newsy brought this up. And I've experienced it, too, so I thought it was kind of weird that, you know, we would both think about this. But he was saying about how he was texting an old ex-boyfriend of his, Newsy, our gay black friend. Mm-hmm.
The photographer.
And, yeah, he sends this whole message and shit, you know, how are you doing? How has things been? And the reply he gets is the dreaded, who is this? And, like, I've totally not, I got shit in my mouth. Not shit, but. Never mind.
Just stop talking.
Right. Okay. So, and I've done that before, like just being bored one night and just like going through your phone and you just decide to send text messages to people you haven't talked to in a while. Yeah. Usually girls that like you get their number once and then you never talk to again.
Or you talk to them once.
Right. Yeah. Or the weird thing is it happened to me with a girl that I'd talked to, you know, a few times, like we were friends and stuff. So that kind of made it feel that much more stupid. It's
right.
like, hey, how's it going? Who's this? Never mind. I'm going to go lay by my dish. So, yeah. Have you ever gotten the who's this?
I haven't, actually.
Really?
No.
Send Bree a text message right now. I bet you you'll get
I bet I would.
Who's this?
I guess I just have never sent it a text to, like, you know, old girlfriends or anything, really.
Oh.
I haven't talked to in a long time.
You're strong, my friend.
Yeah,
the force
I'm sure
is...
if I would have done that, though, I would have gotten the who's this.
Right? The force is strong with this one. Who's this? Fuck you, bitch. That's why we're not together. I forgot.
Yeah.
No, bitch. Who's this? Oh, all right. So that's about it. You ready to do some news?
Yeah.
Where I know today is fucking Monday, but there wasn't really any new Craigslist because, I mean, it is Montana. So how many people, everyone in Montana that.
I mean, it's
is,
the same people all the time.
Well, yeah, I'm saying everyone that's trying to get laid either has gotten laid or made a fucking Match.com account.
Right.
So it's, we're going to, there's some fantastic news stories today. So we might go a little long. You might be a little short. But we are going to do some news here. Mm-hmm. Episode 77. Ready?
Yep.
Fuck. I wanted to lose so I could smoke this. All right. Well, this one is called...
Okay, best 2 out of 3.
Okay, no. This one is called 14-year-old kills friend's sister for... You might think pussy. You might think money. Nay.
Nay?
Nay. Negative. Ghost Rider. An iPod. Mm. Which means...
Was it at least an iPod Touch?
I'm not sure. I... fucking hope so.
Yeah.
How bad would that be?
The 16 gig iPod.
Your life was worth the shitty old school iPod Shuffle.
Yeah.
And it didn't even work when he got home.
No, it's only like 2 gigs.
Oh, God. So this also means, and I've already added it to site, but the iPod has been responsible for more deaths than marijuana. Yet still legal.
Okay. I don't even think this is the first one.
Probably not. Because when a black guy kills another black guy for his shoes, he also takes the iPod and the fucking wallet
the
and all
jewelry.
That shit. But the cause of it was because he saw those Nikes.
Right. But then he's like, oh, he has
he
an
saw
iPod
you shining.
In his pocket.
Yeah. And then they frisk him down and right. steal the rest of his shit.
Of course.
Okay. This comes out of Surrey, India. Sorry. A 14-year-old schoolboy obsessed with electronic gadgets allegedly murdered his best friend's sister on Sunday afternoon to steal her new iPod. So it wasn't even a random person. Like, you see
no,
some
his
dude
best friend's sister.
Listening to the jam
That's
hole
bad.
Walking down the street, and you're like, oh, I want that iPod so
I
can
listen
to
the jam
hole.
Too, yeah.
Exactly. No, your best friend's sister. I like how it's just starts out. He was obsessed with electronic gadgets. Like, his parents caught him in their room stealing all his mom's dildos and shit. He's like, oh,
everything.
I need electronics.
And then turns it all on at once.
Yeah, and then throws him in the dirt because it's India and it's just dirt everywhere. Yeah.
How much electronics could he really have?
Yeah, right? It's like you get it once and then once the battery dies, you're fucked. Right. I mean, how do you charge stuff? You can't just plug it into the dirt, can
no,
you?
I don't think so.
Can you? They use lemons.
Right.
Arca Das... Oh, have a couple more fucking names. Arca Das...
Durka Durka Bakalaka
first tried to hoodwink neighbors. Hoodwink? I didn't know there was a lot of hoodwinking going on in India.
Yeah, they like to do hoodwink
stuff. Like, give me all your stuff and do not come again or I'll shoot. neighbors and police, but eventually admitted to hitting 10-year-old... Durka Durka in the face and throwing her 40 feet down a canal embankment. That is fucking brutal. For
wow.
an iPod.
Yeah.
It's a girl's iPod. You
I
realize.
Know. It's probably pink.
It's probably got shitty fucking music on
well,
it.
Well, you can fix that.
Oh, because you have a computer that well, plugs into the dirt also.
Maybe it's not that bad there.
Yeah, they probably have.
I mean, if she got an iPod in the first place.
That's true, actually, because all of the tech support that you would call for anything computer related
is always India.
Is India. So
what the fuck?
I
so
guess
that
you
must
could
be
just
big there.
Sneak into a call center. He probably fucking works at a call center. 14.
Is India?
Yeah.
Like the
That's
other
the...
Japan?
What?
Just like all the fucking gadgets there.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. It's India.
Because
like,
all the tech support where, comes from there.
That's where Dalsim he's from. Street Fighter 2, huh? Uh-huh. Yoga Fire. That's what I would, if I was that kid, I would have ran up to him and been like, Yoga Fire! Boom! In the face and then kicked her in the canal. Okay. When he found.
I guess he wasn't that geeky.
Okay. When he found that the girl was unconscious but alive, he gagged her, smashed her head with a stone, and hid her body behind a hedge.
Jesus.
I know, right? It's like, dude. I'm sure she will give you the iPod and probably sex if you fucking ask for it.
Yeah,
just
or if
don't,
you just threaten her
don't
life.
Kill me, please. Fuck, man. The class 8 student was unruffled during interrogation on Monday and calmly confessed to killing the girl, quote, because she would not give him the gadget. It's like a magical thing, like when the fucking Christians go to Africa and they have food and all the fucking Africans are like just following him around. It was like that. He's like, gadgets, gadgets. And then it fucking, the iPod made him do it.
Yep.
That's brutal.
It's evil.
Let's see. Arca eyed the iPod. Darka. I thought it was. Eyed the iPod the day Sager bought it 2 weeks ago. Arca and Sagar were class.
Sagar?
S-A-G-A-R. Whatever the fuck.
Sager?
They're Saget. Also from Street Fighter 2.
Bob Saget.
Also a huge fucking douche. All right. Fuck. Classmates at a secondary school in Surrey till Arca failed in class 8. They lived in the same locality, Laldi Japara, Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad, and their families were close to each other for years. But that did not stop Durka, a self-confessed gadget freak, from trying to grab the iPod. A next-door neighbor...
That's like some kind of sexual thing? It almost sounds like...
He got home and
like
fucking...
Like he gets off on...
Shoved it up his asshole where his fucking iPod shuffle and his mom's dildos were.
Right.
That's weird. Next door neighbor alleged that the boy was mad about gadgets and watches and had been caught stealing mobile phones several times, but we spared him every time because of his age. They should have checked his fucking eBay account.
Right.
Fuck, dude. That's, I don't know. I could see drugs. Like, if I don't have my iPod Touch on listening to it, I don't fucking have withdrawals or anything. Like,
right. Maybe he's addicted.
Ken, is that possible?
Yes. I'm pretty sure it is.
Wow. He should go with
this
that
is like
defense.
People can get addicted to anything, though. They get
people
addicted
are
to playing World of Warcraft.
Again, my
get
point.
Get addicted to eating food.
People are like, retards. Okay, great.
Of course you can get addicted to your iPod.
I don't know.
People will get addicted to anything.
People get addicted
anything.
To things that are reward-based. It's like once you have the iPod, you have it. I
right.
mean, does it feel good and make your dick get hard every time you put a new song
or just,
on it?
Or? I guess they're so proud that they just have it. I don't know.
That's stupid.
Weird.
Like,
no.
Where does that even come from? You're a fucking retard. You should die.
Because people are obsessed
under the
with...
boom you're dead law, I'm taking it internationally.
Yeah, but it makes sense, though, because people are so obsessed with having the new cool thing.
Objects and
yeah,
yeah,
they need objects, like how women need shoes and they need to go buy new clothes.
That was
like, they gotta have stuff.
That was probably why his friend's sister bought it in the first place. She's right. like, oh, I need gadgets. And he's like, oh, I need your gadgets.
So yeah. I'm going to kill you
And then he's
it.
Like, oh, I'm going to Inspector Gadget. Ah! You remember that joke? Don't, no, Inspect Her Gadget.
Right.
No, okay. frustrated, they've been friends, blah, blah, blah. She showed him the iPod. He knew how to load the music and pictures. Who cares? He told the shopkeeper to hand it to him, but the shopkeeper did not. Frustrated, he hatched another plan to get the iPod. On Sunday afternoon, he went to her house where, when he was not there, and asked Julia, a class 2 student, to bring the iPod. No one will get hurt. She refused initially, but agreed when Arcus said he would take her pictures on the gadget. The iPod Touch does not take pictures.
He
fucking pumped.
He lied to you.
And then you got killed. So the family suspected nothing because they knew the kid for years. Arca took Suili till... Oh, my fucking God. Name something normal. Saying it would offer the best setting for photos. Once there, he tried to snatch the gadget. He's like, hey, come over here. Stand right there. Out in the middle. He, like, takes her away and fucking is all like, okay, ready? Say cheese. Gotcha, bitch. And then he fucking kicked her in the stomach. A little later, her mother came because she was gone. He killed her, hid the body, and drove home on a bicycle. And that is it for that story.
Awesome.
Fucking brutal. Over an iPod Touch. That is amazing. Human beings, you amaze me daily.
I don't know if I can follow that one. Like, I don't know if I have anything as good as that.
Hey, that's a tough act to follow, for sure.
You could say that.
Hey, that's a tough act to follow, for sure.
You could say that again.
Hey, that's a tough act to follow, for sure.
You could say that again.
Hey.
Hey. I don't mean literally. This one is called Couple Offered Sex with Girl 5 for
yes.
Used Car.
Wait, what? No. No. Wait, 5 girls or the girl is 5?
The girl is 5.
Negative Ghost Rider.
5 girls that are 5?
That adds up to 25, so I'll allow it.
Okay.
Not in my house, but I will allow it.
All right. San Antonio couple is accused of trying to
is this story from India?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. A San Antonio couple was accused of trying to trade sex with the couple's 5-year-old daughter for an apartment, a used car, and child care for her 10-month-old daughter.
Oh! Mother of the year. I know it's still right. early in the year, but I'm giving her parents of the year.
Right.
So, holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, so they're Will like, you... here, you can fuck our 5-year-old if you give us a place to live, a used car, and take care of our 10-month-old
You can
child.
Fuck our 5-month-old year-old.
5-year-old.
You can fuck our 5-year-old if you babysit our 10-month-old.
Right. You can't fuck that one.
Right. Not until she's 5, at least.
Right.
But, least. And by then, I'm sure we'll have another 10-month-old for
right.
you to watch.
Yeah.
And a place to live.
Yeah. And a car.
You wouldn't,
it's
like, being the father, you wouldn't be like, maybe you could fuck my wife and let us live there, maybe?
Yeah, that we would be all, more okay.
We can all fuck and leave the kids out of it, maybe? Yeah. But no, hey, you can fuck my 5-year-old, just don't touch my wife or I'll fucking kill you.
Or
but
the
hey,
10-month-old.
I don't even like the 10-month-old.
No.
Fuck it. Literally. That's gross. People are, wow. From killing a fucking little girl because she has an iPod to fucking parents saying, here, fuck my 5-year-old so we can borrow your car and live with you. Like, would you even want to live with the person that's fucking your 5-year-old? I mean, after a while, they're going to act like a married couple
right.
and it's going to be nonstop
they're gonna be
bitching.
Arguing, yeah.
yeah. Fuck that shit.
No.
I feel like you can fuck my 5-year-old if you take her away from here.
Right. If you keep her.
Right. I'll trade you the 5-year-old, raise you a 10-month-old for the car and the house.
Right.
You got yourself a deal, sir.
Yes. Jennifer Richards, 25, and her married boyfriend, Shawn Michael.
Shawn Michaels?
Shawn Michael Block.
The Rock of Love. Oh. Apollo says, yes, you just topped it, Braden.
I don't know if I did.
Ta-da! I'm pretty sure you did.
Shawn Michael Block, 40, appeared...
If
what?
The kid in my story would have fucked the girl after she was all unconscious and shit,
yeah.
then I would say maybe not, but
right, true.
That
true.
Did not happen, so yes.
Before U.S. Magistrate Judge Nancy Steinawak, cool last name, on Friday, Richards is charged with using interstate facilities to transmit information about a minor. Block is charged with disturbing child pornography.
Is it distributing child pornography if it's the actual child? Like,
maybe.
That's kind of like...
For the one person.
Soliciting child. Well, he's not
that's
watching
like
it.
Yeah,
he's
that's
doing
like,
it.
Yeah, that's like...
That's pedophilia, bud.
Right.
Go be a
you're
priest.
Actually... You're not, like, beating off to it. You're actually doing it.
You're actually beating it.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Wow. That is amazing. People... Oh, my goodness gracious. Never cease to amaze me. It is storming, so if the feed goes down, we have
bummer.
No power. Just saying.
I almost wish we could use a laptop to record.
Right? I'll be good. You won't. Actually, I won't because my screen will go off.
Right.
All right. Is that it for that story?
Negative.
Go.
Let's see. According to... oh, wait. I just totally skipped a part. Nowak ordered Block held Richards' detention hearing was delayed until Tuesday, and San Antonio Express noted, wow, that was not worth reading. Richards and Block crafted a deal that, in addition to the apartment and used car, included child care for Richards' 10-month-old daughter, whose sexual service the couple intended to sell later.
Once she was 5. Right. I called that shit. Booyah.
You did.
Booyah. Oh, man. Wow, dude. People are so fucking predictable.
And the couple had also hoped to blackmail the informant.
What?
Yeah.
Like,
they
hey,
were gonna, it's like, hey.
If your car breaks down and you don't fix it, we're going to go tell everybody that you fucked our 5-year-old.
Yeah.
He's like, you let me.
But they won't tell him that.
But I had it recorded.
Right.
Or you would have if you were smart and not a fucking retard, but then I guess if you were smart, you wouldn't be fucking a 5-year-old in the first place.
Richards was of
unless
the belief
he knows,
that...
Hold on. Unless he knows something we, the rest of us don't, then maybe he's the smartest man in the world.
Maybe.
It's kind of gross.
Ugh. So Richards...
Do you think they have emotional problems when they're 5?
When they're getting fucked, yeah.
Wetting the bed.
That's
bad.
Oh.
I
can
win.
I just read this?
Yes, please.
Richards
Sorry.
Was of the belief that these sexual interactions would be a positive experience for her daughter and that Richards would receive sexual gratification from watching.
What?
Yeah.
So now you want to watch him do it?
Right.
Because it's good for you?
Yes.
And it's going to be good for the child when she grows up with this dark inner lurking piece of hatred for all men that she has no idea why?
Uh-huh.
Holy shit, dude. You may just have given birth to the Antichrist.
I think so.
That's amazing.
Well, that's about it.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I can follow that one. Holy shit. Oh, well, I can sure try. This one is called Priest to Hold Little Kid's Balls. No, I'm just kidding. Priest to Hold Nun Beauty Pageant. That's good. This one, I believe, was sent to us from 26. Thank you very much.
Sweet.
He finally sent us a story that didn't suck.
Nice. About time.
Hey, round of applause for that. Yeah, if you guys are no longer virgins just recently, or you send us a story that doesn't suck after you send us like 20 that totally do suck, you get a round of applause on the Jam Hole. Email info at thejamhole.com. And donate us money, please. I'm trying to go to Argentina, for fuck's sake. All right. An Italian priest says he is organizing the world's first beauty pageant for nuns to erase a stereotype of them as being old and dour. I was going to say, like, isn't... There's probably a good reason no one's ever had a beauty pageant for nuns. Like, I don't know if you know this or not, but
right.
Women don't choose to be nuns as, like, their first choice. It's
no.
Like, I'm ugly and fat and I can't get a man or a fucking job because
someone
no place will hire
there.
Me. I guess I can be a nun.
Yeah, because they aren't allowed to be with anyone.
Right. I mean, it's in the name. Nun. Like, your life
nothing.
Has gone nowhere.
Yeah.
Nothing. You
Nada.
Have you have none. So, Antonio Runghi says the Miss Sister Italy online contest will start on his blog in September, and you can bet your fucking nun outfit that we will be covering that shit.
Yes.
Fuck yes. We could maybe even vote and hold our own little nun pageant.
Let's do it.
There she is. Not very pretty or nice. But she's a nun. quote, nuns are above all women and beauty is a gift from God. Wow, that's like saying, oh, no, guys, really, she's pretty on the inside.
Right.
Okay. She is now after that vaginoplasty. he is asking nuns to send their photos to him, naked preferably. He says that internet users will then choose the winner. We should get all of the Keith and the Girl fans, our fans,
yes.
And Distorted View
and
fans,
Sick and Wrong's
fans,
right.
All of them. I bet with that many people, we could totally make whoever we wanted
to
win.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
As long as, oh, man.
As long as we were coordinated.
Fuck yeah, dude. We could easily coordinate through Twitter or Facebook
right.
Or any of that shit.
Anything.
I have to say real quick, now that I've used Facebook for a little bit, I do like it a little better than MySpace.
Yeah.
I just like the things you can do with it. You can
right.
add in things like Stumble.
And you know what's really cool about it?
What?
Is when you try and go to a page, it doesn't say, sorry, an unexpected error has
yeah.
occurred. Every time you go somewhere.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Amazing.
Man.
Something that works.
Let's see. Father Runghi stressed that nuns were not being invited to parade in bathing suits, saying it will be... Oh, well, fuck that then.
Then why? What's the point? Well,
but they're nuns, so I guess, yeah. I mean, could you imagine Whoopi Goldberg in a bathing suit?
I would throw up
everywhere. Oh, I just did throw up in my mouth a little. Let's see. Saying it will be up to them whether they pose with the traditional veil or with their heads covered. Preferably with their heads covered.
Yeah, and everything else.
Right.
And then
quote,
you won't even know.
It'll just be like a bunch of just black images.
Right.
I mean that in a non-racist way.
Right.
Okay.
Just black clothing.
Right. Well, I was just talking about like the whole image would just be like a black block.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Because it's all black.
Right. Okay. Right. Quote, this contest will be a way to show there isn't just the beauty we see on television, but also a more discreet charm, the beauty that only a nun can bring to the table when she sits down to feast on the body and blood of Jesus fucking Christ. Let's see, quote, you really think all nuns are old, stunted, and sad? Well, they are, and that's why they become nuns, and then they figure out the lesbian side of them, I'm sure, and then, you know, nuns are fucking
Oh, they're huge big, dykes.
Huge dykes.
Yeah.
Fuck
scissor.
Yeah.
Scissor.
Like, scissor me. Oh, scissor. This isn't the case anymore, he said, pointing out that many young nuns had arrived to Italy from around the world. Maybe, sounds like a good place to meet chicks.
Yeah, sure.
You know, they won't be, well, I guess you, never mind. Yeah, that is about it for that story.
Awesome.
Yeah, not as awesome as fucking selling your five-year-old for a used fucking gremlin.
But still decent.
But still decent. All right, yeah. What do you got for us?
This one is called Woman Attempts to Kidnap Ex-Virtual Boyfriend.
What?
Ex-Virtual Boyfriend.
Can you, wow. Your ex-virtual boyfriend.
Right. Your ex-fake boyfriend.
Call me crazy, but this isn't talking about, like, a real person, is it?
It is, how, but over the internet.
So how crazy would it be if, like, this turned out to be, like, a spam bot? Like, how cool would you feel if oh man.
It'd be even worse once you realize what this is really about.
Oh, I bet.
So a woman wanted in the bizarrely complicated attempted kidnapping of her former virtual boyfriend has been apprehended after a multi-state search.
What?
She's trying to go find this guy
on Google,
kidnap him.
On Google Maps? They're like, man, we've been to Mars, Jupiter, Brazil, fucking America.
Everywhere.
Where is he?
I don't know. It's where's Waldo?
Did you check your spam folder?
Yeah, might be in there.
Holy shit.
Newcastle County Police said 33-year-old Kimberly, not even going to try, of North Carolina, was apparently distraught after her online relationship with a 52-year-old man from Clayton, Delaware, came to an end.
That's healthy.
Yes.
Was she 17?
She was 33.
That's a little better.
Yeah. The pair apparently met online in the video game Second Life.
Of course they did. Did you go on a fake date? Did he show you his fake house and spend fake money on you that actually costed him real money because he's a fucking loser?
Right. A virtual relationship began between the victim, whose character was a lion.
Of course it did. That would be the logical next step.
Right.
Jesus.
And Kimberly, whose online persona was said to be a virtual woman.
Of
so this
course
guy's
it
a lion.
Did. Wow.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if, like, you were both gay, but, like, you were pretending to be a chick and she was pretending to be a dude, and
right.
It's like you meet in real life, and it's like, wow, you're not a chick. It's like, wow, you're not a dude, but I'm gay. Really? Me too. Weird.
Weird.
Oh, my God.
Oh, when the two met in reality.
People.
When the two met in reality several months ago, police said the victim ended the relationship, sending fucking whatever her last name is into a downward spiral.
Did she end the relationship in Second Life or in real life? Because if it was in Second Life, I don't think that counts.
Well, it was in Second Life because that's the only place where the relationship really was.
No, but didn't you just say they went to meet in real life?
And then
she
they ended
saw
it.
Him, saw that he was a big, fat, fucking 80-year-old.
Right, and ended it.
And ended it.
It's over. In the beginning of August, Kimberly allegedly drove to the victim's Pennsylvania workplace and attempted to kidnap him at gunpoint. While she was unsuccessful, she returned 2 weeks later to track down the victim's Delaware address.
Wait. The chick?
Yeah.
Is the one doing the kidnapping?
Right.
Like, they met, and
he broke up
with her. She liked him, but he didn't like her?
Right, and now she's going to kidnap him.
You met in Second Life. What are you expecting, Pamela fucking Anderson? No, dude.
Oh, she's fat.
You get what you pay for, my friend.
Look at that picture.
Oh, you fucking failed. Oh, dude, how shitty would that be? Like, she's sending you pictures, and she's looking all hot and sexy.
Right.
And you meet her in real life, and it's just this monstrous behemoth. And then she stalks you and kidnaps you? Like, you would totally be like, man, I should have listened to my friends.
That reminds me of this t-shirt, actually, that I saw in CCS Magazine. And it says, it's just a plain shirt that says, you looked better on MySpace.
Yes, the MySpace angle.
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
Always look.
You know
better.
What? With fat people like that, it's either the upward down.
Right.
Or
so
I'm saying
you just
if it's,
see their face and their tits.
Right. Well,
so
that was what I was going to say.
Right.
If it's not MySpace, though, it'll be like just a picture of their tits. And you're like, man, those are huge. But what guys don't realize is that the reason the reason they're huge is
right.
Let's just say
she's
everything's
huge.
In proportion.
Right. Generally.
Right. That's awful.
Unless they're fake.
Right.
You
but
know.
It. Yeah, but if they're fake and she's hot, then you're gonna, you'll know. It's yeah. not gonna be like,
because well, it won't be a picture of just her tits.
Yeah, and it'll be a straight on picture, right. so you can see the width of her.
Right.
Because if you're
hot, she wants to show off.
She'll want to show off that hourglass right. figure, not the fucking upside down bowling ball or
exactly.
bowling pin figure. That's fucked.
Yep.
She got you, dude.
See, that
you know what? Hold on. If I was a judge, I would order him to have to marry her for 5 years. Boom. Ow.
Damn.
Fuck, that hurt. Holy.
Wow.
I'm bleeding.
Are you really?
Yes.
Wow, dude.
That, ow. I speak with force with my hands. If you didn't watch that
I'm
emo
surprised you didn't smash the pipe against the desk.
Oh, that, yeah, that's why
that
it's in this
better.
Hand.
Gotcha.
The
what? The one that doesn't move. What?
The what?
Huh?
Okay.
I didn't
so
say anything.
What was I saying? Oh yeah, I upload that emo poetry video number one, there will be plenty more of those. I got a whole book
more
full.
Emo poetry.
Well, I just call it that because it's fun. Not all right. of them are like that. Just that one was. But yeah, you'll see. Like my hand just it. I have no fucking control over it. Mm-hmm. Paulo left a comment and he's like, "Dude, your hand didn't miss a beat.
That's
it's like,
true too.
You could
definitely.
Fill in the fucking beat that was not there
right.
because
to your
I
hand
don't
movements.
Make beats. I write. Yeah, it's like yeah." Yeah, so I don't know.
It's like a you're like a conductor.
Kinda, I conduct a lyrical orchestra.
Right.
So if anyone makes beats, I got a bunch of rhymes I would love to put to them.
So police said Kimberly posed as a postal worker in order to locate the victim's new address.
Of course she did. That would also be the logical next step. Like,
right.
how am I going to find you? What is something that everybody gets? Mail.
Yeah.
Hmm.
As he had recently moved, after 4 days of searching, authorities said she found residents in the Whitney Presidential Towers in the 7100 block of Society Drive in Claymont.
So now not only do you have to worry about, like, normal people that you meet in real life, in first life, for lack
right.
of a better fucking term.
Exactly.
In reality.
The real world.
You worry about them fucking, if it doesn't work out, maybe, you know, they'll stalk me or something. And, you know, I see maybe why they would, because, hey, sometimes stalking works. I'm just
sometimes.
Saying. But, yeah, now you have to worry about women you meet in second life
right.
stalking you? Holy shit, man. What is this world... If this isn't the beginning signs of the apocalypse, I don't know what the fuck is. God, if God exists, he's going to have to come up with a real fucking finale
oh, yeah.
to end all this.
For
it'll
sure.
be like, I've seen that before.
Yeah,
that,
I've seen
that. That's
it
nothing
all.
New.
Yeah. Doesn't top anything.
Not at all.
So with her dog, Gogi, investigators said Kimberly cut and removed a screen window in order to enter her ex-virtual boyfriend's apartment.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That is
like,
holy
are you seriously doing that?
I'm so just, I don't even know what to fucking say. You, I guess the only thing I can say is that's what you get, you know? Meet people in real life, not in fake internet life.
Yeah. That's what happens.
Yeah. That's exactly what fucking happens. You get stalked and shit. So what's our time here, so far?
We are at 1 hour.
All right, cool. We can each do a couple more here. This one
I'm not even done.
Oh!
Are you serious?
My fucking bad. you sat back like you were waiting for me to
That's
go. Because
you started talking.
Oh. I will shut the fuck up, please. How could there possibly be any more?
Trust me.
Let's...
When right. the victim arrived home on Thursday, August 21st, he told police he saw someone pointing an object at his chest that was projecting a laser beam. He immediately fled
was
the
it
apartment
a Hold
and
on.
Contacted police.
Was it a shark?
What?
With laser beam on his head. No.
Are you serious?
No. I'm just making jokes. It's kind of my thing,
I didn't
you know?
Get that.
What? Well, you said he pointed a laser beam.
But what's that have to do with sharks?
Well, like it was the shark pointing the laser beam because it had it on. I really? Do I need to explain this joke? Holy
wasn't
shit.
Wasn't funny.
Okay, then just say, dude, not funny, and
all
move
right.
on.
Dude,
don't
not
be like,
funny.
Hey, could you explain to me?
Officers
could you explain to me why it's
arriving
not funny?
At the scene?
Could you explain to me why it's not funny?
Officers arriving at the scene discovered a pair of handcuffs, a roll of duct tape, a taser, and a BB gun, as well as a suspect's dog at the dude's house.
Bring the dog, of course.
Of course.
Because you couldn't fucking leave it at home where it fucking belongs.
Right.
It has to sit on your lap while you're driving, otherwise it fucking chews up your shoes.
Of course.
Oh.
Police
you definitely deserve it.
Police said Kimberly had bound her dog, Gogi, with duct tape and put him in the bathroom as he was making too much noise. The dog was said to be uninjured, but of course.
Well, thank fucking God. Yeah.
But the SPCA is looking into possible charges of animal cruelty.
Of course it is, because we're not going to bother why these two people fucking, why one of them kidnapped the other one. But let's make sure the fucking dog's okay.
Yeah.
You know what? Kill them all. Her, him, and the fucking dog. Done. Next story.
Well, that's it, pretty much. He's currently facing charges of attempted kidnapping, burglary, and aggravated menacing.
Good.
Yeah.
That is fucking menacing.
That is.
Fuck. This is a menace to society and to second society,
word,
as I will call it. All right. Well, this one is called Measles is Back, and it's because your kids are retarded. No, because your kids are not vaccinated. If you didn't vaccinate your kids, you too could find yourself partly responsible for the resurgence of a disease thought eliminated in 2000. And this kind of ties into the whole Jenny McCarthy, autism, Asperger's, my kid's a
Oprah's
fucking...
Oprah's all on that too.
Oprah, everybody. My kid's a fucking retard because it was vaccinated and the vaccine had mercury
was
in
vaccinated.
It. Well, whatever the fuck. And it's like, no, your kid's a fucking retard because you have shitty fucking retard genes, and your husband, you managed to somehow find another person with shitty fucking retard genes. I don't know how the fuck that happened in this world.
Weird.
I know, right? And then you decided, hey, my retard genes plus your retard genes are going to make something really fucking cool. It's like, no, they're going to make another retard. And then they're like, no, well, it's not us. Fuck no, it couldn't be us. We got to find something to blame it on. And then, you know.
Of course.
Right.
Always something.
Fucking people. Measles, a highly contagious disease causing virus, is making a comeback. Thank God. You know, was it you I was talking about this with the other day? About how we haven't in a really long time.
Yes, we need a plague.
Had a really good plague. Like, it's been since the Dark Ages.
Right.
Since the last real solid plague we've
and
had.
And the nice thing, if we have a plague now, it'll be all over the place. It won't
right.
just be in one
because
area.
Back then, you're living in castles and shit. There were no
right.
airplanes.
No.
Now, everything's
you
global.
You can get to another country
oh,
in a
man.
Day.
Can you imagine? Like, look how fast the Black Plague spread.
Right.
Like, that was
imagine
quick.
If people were flying.
Holy shit.
It would be everywhere in
so,
a
yeah,
day.
We're just thinking, we are definitely to the point where, you know, I haven't seen a good plague
yeah.
ever. I would like to
ever.
Experience the fucking that, you know?
I'd like to see how that goes.
I'd like to live in the aftermath of that, of a world
yeah.
with less retards and people to fucking be stupid.
For
and,
sure.
Oh, God. Could you imagine that world?
It'd be too perfect.
I know. I don't think...
I don't think it's possible to have that.
My imperfect mind could
yeah.
imagine
I,
something...
It's not, oh. I don't think it's even possible.
Fuck,
is why.
Dude. One day. I hope we see it in our lifetime. I will
be
blog.
Nice.
I will fucking Google.
You will Twitter
I,
the shit.
I will Twitter the whole fucking play.
Yeah.
Bring out your dead. It would be so great. The CDC announced in 2000 that the disease was eliminated in the U.S. thanks to a vaccine that can completely control it. But because parents are fucking retards, their fears of autism have led parents to forego this. I should have read that it already had the word parents before I used that.
No. Okay. Oh.
Sorry. Have led some parents to forego this treatment, and at least 63 of the sickened children were unvaccinated. They're like, why? You know... Why do we need to vaccinate our kids anyway?
Why would
it's
we
do
that?
It's not going to
do
any good.
Yeah, it's not like it's going to, you know, give
could,
them immunities or anything.
And it could possibly give them autism and make them
possibly,
fucking look retarded.
But definitely not.
But there's... Right. So and then their kids get really fucking sick and they're like, oh, we better start praying to God.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, you know,
please.
Maybe if you would have gotten vaccinated,
yes.
this wouldn't be a problem.
Yes. Would you rather... Never mind. People are so... if I didn't have this show to be able to express my fucking extreme...
You'd be out killing these people.
I would... Oh, my God. I wouldn't even just fucking kill myself. I would kill other people.
Well, and then take yourself out once you got...
Right.
Once
and
you were at the end of the road.
I bet
you
I would
know?
Get really fucking good at it, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Probably.
Fuck.
But if you ever did get caught, you always have that out, you know?
Right. I'm insane because people are fucking retarded and
right.
they drove me to... craziness
right.
Pediatrician Pauline Filipek of the University of California, Irvine, told Scientific American, shout out to Steve fucking Mursky.
Yes.
Yes. And geek. Told ScientificAmerican.com this spring that parents who don't vaccinate their kids are putting the tykes at risk of long-forgotten diseases like measles. Oh, your little tykes might get measles. I don't know. What they're not doing... preventing autism. Really? You can't catch autism.
No, you don't catch it.
If you normal person, fuck you fucking weird autistic person that doesn't know where to put their fucking hands and shit, you're not gonna catch autism.
Right. You either have it or you don't.
Right. And you get it from your parents because they had it or they don't. Or they had the gene that was recessive.
Yeah.
And now it's
suck.
Not. Yeah. The vaccine. How did you even correlate that? I mean, like, that's what shoddy fucking research does.
Yep.
It causes shit like that to happen. It takes shoddy research, a bunch of shit all happening to different people, and a fucking celebrity, mm-hmm. preferably one that used to be, I don't even know. I hate that.
I don't even have anything to say to this fucking story. It's so stupid.
You know what? I'm done with this.
Really?
Here, prior to the vaccine's introduction in the 1960s, as many as 4 million people came down with measles each year, and as many as 450 died, as well as 4,000 who developed permanent disabilities.
Add that to the
when
list.
When the measles inflamed their brains.
Jesus.
Right? No. I'd rather you not be retarded because of something I did than...
And just, wow. You can just die of measles.
Please,
instead.
Slowly. You let the measles inflame your brains.
Right. Oh, that's
hey,
a good song title.
I bet they die really quick because their brains are like this fucking big.
Right. It only takes like one little measles spot.
One measles and you're done.
That's it.
Fucking, oh man. Measles may be the best carrier outers of the boom your dead law.
Word.
Word.
Don't get vaccines, actually. Now that I think about it,
you know
it,
what?
Don't.
Vaccines cause AIDS.
And
do you want AIDS?
No.
Then don't get vaccinated.
Okay, I won't.
I'm not either. Or no, we should, but they shouldn't.
Right.
Right, okay.
Got it.
That's it for that story. Go ahead.
Okay. This one is called U.S. Marshals Arrest Wanted Vampire. Right?
Right?
This one comes from our most fucked up state, Florida!
At least they got the marshals on it.
Yeah, that's true.
Fuck yeah.
A man wanted on charges of sexually assaulting a Jacksonville 4-year-old in May and believed to have fled the state was located and arrested last week in Virginia Beach. Earlier this month, the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office asked for help from the U.S. Marshals Regional Task Force for help locating Jeffrey Michael Mitchell, who officials said always wears black clothing and believes he is a vampire.
The guy's boss was like, hey, when you call the marshals... don't tell them that's a vampire. Leave that part out.
Right. You probably don't want to tell them.
Right. Because they're not coming.
Right. Let's see. Federal agent said Mitchell was so consumed with his belief, he capped his teeth so
he
that...
he capped his ass.
Yeah, he capped his teeth so he would appear as a vampire and referred to himself as Draven.
Draven?
Draven.
That's such a vampire goth name. I'm Draven of Witherspool. Oh,
an investigator said Mitchell would only work enough hours to support his pot-smoking habit.
What? Can you tell the marshals that?
I don't know. That's what they said.
Oh, my God.
On August 18th, agents learned Mitchell was residing in Virginia Beach and contacted the Norfolk, Virginia office. Mitchell was found at his home and taken into custody without incident.
Was he in his coffin sleeping?
Actually, when he was arrested, two minor children were in his home. And
of course they were.
Law enforcement agencies are investigating allegations of sexual molestation charges in Virginia.
Bring out the pedo bear.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That is... oh, dude. That... a vampire... molest... oh, man. That's brilliant. You couldn't write better material
than
that.
No, you couldn't.
Like, if you were trying to do a show that showcased just fucking the worst of people, like...
right.
There it is.
That's it.
There you have it. We'll talk to you guys fucking Wednesday. No, I got...
well, that's it for that story.
Okay, well, this one is called Madrid Airport Horror.
W-H-O-R-E?
Oh, no. Not the Madrid airport whore.
Horror?
Horror. Okay. That's gotcha. A weird fucking horror. Yeah. Like the Rocky Horror.
Not the Rocky Horror.
No.
Yeah, it's so close,
okay,
though.
153 dead. A devastating plane crash at Madrid's Barajas airport has left 153 people dead, at least.
At least.
Just 19 survived the disaster. Or the really awesome thing that happened.
Right.
Oh, I shouldn't say that.
Please.
Somebody's parents might have been on that thing.
Well, that's all right.
But you know what? That, like, there's a good example. 153 people are dead, no longer with us on this earth.
Right.
Yet, like, no change at all.
I didn't notice a single difference.
I still saw tons of tourists.
Traffic still sucks.
Stuck in traffic. Fucking ridiculous. It could have been like 2,000, and I guess maybe if it was a plane crash from here.
Right, if they were all people that lived
but
here.
But it would have to take a lot. This town's getting way too big for its britches.
Mm.
But the more people that move here, the more people will see our shit, and the more people will either love us or probably hate us.
Well, either one's all right. As long as they know about
hey,
us.
Hey, I'm all about letting the haters play. It's okay. 19 survived the disaster. Many of those who died are believed to be tourists and holiday makers. Well, thank God for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the fucking, the local, like all the crew and everything died, but all the fucking annoying ass tourists are
right,
still
they're
alive.
All alive. Yeah. Like, oh, we made it.
20 children and 2 babies were on the flight. Could you imagine?
Good riddance.
Could you imagine instead of like maybe because the plane's big, you might sit next to a child because they're scattered? Like, could you imagine if they had a child section in a plane and like all the kids were in one spot?
I want to be as far away from that section.
And your seat was in the middle of it.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I would shoot myself.
Yeah.
I would jump.
I would make
I would walk up to the emergency fucking door and just rip it open and jump out.
Start chucking kids out.
Yeah. I would do that first. And then yeah. I would jump.
I'd like throw 5 out and then 1 parachute and then watch what happens.
Right.
Are you smart enough? Probably not.
See if you can figure out how to use
probably
this.
Not. Can you survive? Probably.
No.
No, probably, because you don't have to be smart.
Oh, right.
Okay. Official said in Spain, said Spanair flight, who cares, bound for Las Palmas, barely made it off the runway before veering into shrubland. Breaking up and bursting into flames. The plane's like, honey, we need to talk. It's like, okay. This just isn't working out for me. And then it burst into flames. Quote, when you hear the descriptions of what the rescue workers found when they got to the scene of the stricken aircraft, it seems almost incredible. Nay, it seems miraculous that anyone survived a fireball such as this.
Wow.
Have you ever played Fireball Island?
No.
Okay.
What's
I've
that?
Survived that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it hard?
Not really.
Oh,
it's right. Kind of it's a board game.
I'm not impressed.
Me neither. The extent of the tragedy was described by a worker of Airport Ona Enea who witnessed the disaster. Quote, the plane was totally broken apart. It was all full of bodies. The worker, that's pretty brutal. Like 159 dead bodies falling at you all at the same time.
Mm.
That would destroy you. No.
I think it would probably crush you.
Yeah.
I think you would be among the dead bodies at
yeah,
that point.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
2 civil guards returning from the scene of the stricken aircraft told the same newspaper, quote, it doesn't look anything like a plane. It's horrific or awesome. Everything is burnt. It's the closest to hell that I've seen. The bodies were boiling hot. We burnt ourselves collecting them. Well, you gotta blow on it.
Yeah, you gotta cool it off before you put it in your mouth.
Firefighters put the flames at the crash scene and are continuing to dampen down the wreckage.
Well, that story kind of sucks.
Yeah, that is about it. I just wanted to say that, hey.
This happened.
Yeah. Just, hey,
check it
the
out.
More you know.
Yeah, the more you know.
All right. Well, do you have any more that are awesome?
I have one more.
Okay, do it.
This one is called Nebraska Law Allows Abandonment of Teens.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm all about abandoning teens. So, I mean, not like me personally, but...
Omaha, Nebraska. Nebraska's new safe haven law allowing parents to abandon unwanted children at hospitals with no questions asked is a unique... is unique in a significant way. I totally lost my spot for a second.
For you.
I hate when that happens. It goes beyond babies and potentially permits the abandonment of anyone under 19.
That's so... Wow.
Yeah.
You have a lazy 18-year-old at your house. Mm-hmm. Your house is in Nebraska.
Right.
You can just go abandon
them. Go to the hospital.
Them.
Here. You get
bring
out.
Him, you, they have a place to bring them?
Yeah.
Well, then that's
it's
not...
It's like a drop-off center.
That's not abandoning them. That's fucking dropping you off for...
Forever.
Ever. Yeah. That's cool. But I mean, I think of abandoning.
But they're just leaving them there.
And I think like, hey, let's go. We're going to the park. Oh, okay. And then
or into the middle of nowhere.
Well, no, the park. And then they get out at the park and you throw the ball and they go chase it and you get back in the car and leave. Now, right. That's being abandoned. This is just, I mean.
Being left.
Yeah, nicely. Yeah, left. Forgotten.
Right. While lawmakers may not have intended it, the month-old law raises the possibility that frustrated parents could drop off misbehaving teens or even severely disabled older children with impunity.
Yeah. Awesome. So if you can gamble.
So if you don't like your kid or if they're a retard, you can just leave them.
That is the best law ever.
I know. They should
wow.
make that everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yes.
They should make that mandatory.
Exactly.
And then they should make a place, and that's where they put them all. Like, mm-hmm. just a big box.
Quote, whether the teen is disabled or unruly, it's just being a hormonal teenager. The state is saying, hey, we have a really easy option for you. Said Adam Pertman, executive director of New York Adoption Institute.
And you know, if the parents or if the kids can call up the CPS and be like, I was molested, and the parent gets in trouble, even if it never happened, mm-hmm. generally granted, it does happen, but that's good. Now the parents have something to fight back. The kid's like, hey, I'm not going to bed. And the mom's like, go to bed. And the kid's like, what are you going to do? Ground me? And she's like, no, but I'll abandon you.
Right.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, dude.
Take that.
That's, yeah.
And Nebraska is the only state with this law.
They're, yeah, we need to rally for that everywhere, worldwide. And we'll dig out a big spot in Utah and we can mm-hmm. abandon them there. Is that it for that story?
No, all children deserve our protection, said Senator Tom White, who helped broaden the measure. If we save one child from being abused, it's well worth it. So they think that the parents that are abandoning these kids are not good parents to these kids, so they're better off there anyway.
Well, yeah, that's cool.
That's why they have this law.
But you know what? By doing this, you're going to make it almost okay to just be a shitty fucking parent.
Right.
Now.
It's like, well, you can just give up. Like, well, I can just give up and
like,
leave my
hey,
kid here.
That was fun.
Yeah.
You ready to go back to
like,
living
well,
a good life
now?
Now
yeah.
Honey.
You aren't a cute.
Yeah.
You aren't a cute little baby anymore. I really don't like you. You're kind of a piece of shit. I'm just going to leave you at the hospital.
You are kind of a piece of shit.
I don't
want to
be
now.
A parent anymore.
That's
all it is.
That's
like,
totally what it's going to start doing.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
Because it's, I don't know. I noticed that in a lot of women that have kids. They want a baby. They don't want. Like them to grow up. They just have a kid to have the baby, and then when it grows up, they turn into a shitty
right.
parent because they're not a baby anymore.
That's like the dog thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Start
it's
out,
not a puppy anymore.
Right. You start out with the dog, and
then you beat your stupid old dog because it's annoying. And,
yeah.
You
it
know.
Shits everywhere.
Right.
And it stinks.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
it's,
yeah.
It's just like that.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
I know.
Don't have kids.
Oh, man. Well, I'm just going to leave it at that. This is a really long story.
All right. Well,
we're at 127.
All right. This one is called Device. Ankle device keeps track of students. GPS program lets court officials monitor truants. So, like, if your kid doesn't go to school and shit, now they can monitor them.
So now they know.
Big brother. That's awesome. Mm. Go to school. Don't be a fucking retard and not, I mean, granted, school sucks, but you got to do it. Otherwise, I mean, at least learn to read and write and shit. And
yeah, you got to get it certain ways through
yeah.
school.
Yeah, I mean, geography, you know, Google Earth
right.
and shit. Yeah, so, all right.
Most of that other shit, you're going to forget anyway.
Yeah.
You just need to learn how to read
and
fucking
interact with
do
people.
All that
but
shit.
That's what fucking Facebook and the other social networking sites are for.
But it's not in person.
It is if you play Second Life with all of your friends.
But it's still on the computer.
Oh, how weird would that be?
That's so stupid.
That's what
It's not even really a game. It's real life, but with computer graphics.
Yeah, that's what hanging out is going to be in the future.
It's
hey,
like,
guys,
you know,
want to hang out? Okay.
Instead of working hard at an education and getting a good job in Second Life, you should do that in real life.
In your first life. Yes. Instead of playing Guitar Hero, hear me out, play guitar.
Yes, just switch it with that.
But at least one group is worried the ankle bracelets will infringe on students' privacy. Of course they're worried. Linda Pannebeck, our county justice of the peace, said she anticipates that about 50 students, likely to be mostly high schoolers, will wear the thick ankle bracelets during the six-month pilot program announced Friday. She said the time students wear the anklets will be on a case-by-case basis, but she doubted any will wear them the entire half year. So it's like,
you think?
The more of a fucking little prick douchebag student you are, the longer you have to wear it.
Right.
It's
like you're on house arrest.
Kinda.
You have to wear a fucking ankle bracelet? That's gay.
That's good, though. I'm thinking of it from the you need to know some shit.
Right, you need to go to school.
Unless you're, granted, if you're spending that time and you're disciplined enough to, like, sit down at home and fucking learn that shit, as long as you go and interact with people once in a fucking while.
If you are able to skip all that stuff and still be as good at life or better,
then fuck
cool.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I've made more money by doing the things that I learned to do on the internet myself than I have with anything I learned in school.
Exactly.
Like, at all. Granted, you need to learn how to read and all that shit.
Yeah, but how much nicer would it have been if you could have just, like, quit waiting?
I went to college for my senior year through some program where you got both credits at the same time. Uh-huh. So by the time I graduated high school, I had college credits left, which I didn't fucking do anything with.
Right.
But I didn't have to go to the high school for my senior year or to graduation or any of that shit.
Nice.
Yeah, definitely. And I got out early. And it's like, and these kids are like, no, I'm not going to go to school today. And then they end up fucking taking the jobs that we can't fucking get because they're fucking retards. It's a big circle. It's amazing.
It's terrible.
Let's see. We're at a critical point in our time where we can either educate or incarcerate. You might as well just start fucking throwing them in jail or killing them.
Something.
I mean,
get
you can tell. It's like, okay, your eye twitches a little more than it should.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to be trouble.
You're going to start making crystal meth as your career.
Yeah, you probably already are.
Yeah, we'll just kill you now.
Penn said students in the program will wear the ankle bracelets full time and will not be able to remove them. Never say that, because someone's going to be like, oh, yeah.
But
and
the
if
thing
it's
is,
not
when you
jail, it's not like because you're on house arrest, you have it because you'll go to jail. It's school. Like, really?
Yeah.
Can they arrest you for that? I don't know.
It is illegal not to go to school until you're 16.
Is it? Is that what they're talking about? Are you?
At least here.
It's probably different
in the United States.
We're all for keeping kids in school, and we applaud any efforts to make that happen. And someone said, but the privacy issue, what happens with the bracelet or anklet after school is out? Is that appropriate for the school or courts to know where and what this person is doing outside of school? Well, if the fucking people that worked in schools weren't fucking scumbags and watching where the kids are going after school, we wouldn't need to worry about this.
Mm-hmm.
But since
it is a problem,
people are fucking pieces of shit, you'll have to fucking worry about it. And that is, I mean, what do you think? If
There's going to be someone that's going to track one of these kids down.
They should just be able to turn it off then. Push the fucking button on. Okay, like after 3:15, you could write a code that automatically makes it turn off.
Right,
but
if only we were running this thing.
Fuck, dude.
We're here.
info@thejamhole.com. What do you need? I will help you. Just give me $6,000.
Steven says info. If you want info,
I will give you info. I have so much info. I have no idea what to fucking do with it all. More than I need, definitely. I have info like people eat food, like just too much and all.
Right.
Yeah, that's it for that story.
All right.
Is that it for that?
That's it for this show.
Is that? Do you want to do the 2 cent hooker story? Because that's about it.
I think we're good on that.
Are we good on that? Keith and the Gorilla is starting, so all of our listeners probably just went bye-bye anyway.
Right.
Da-da-da-da-da. Paulo is actually on two chat rooms at the same time.
Dedication.
Keith and the girl in one ear and the jam hole in the other. And you know what it sounds like? Blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, yeah, that's it. Go to thejamhole.com for everything us related and the show. And there's a donate button. So if you like what you hear, I don't know why, support the show. You like to. MySpace.com/jamhole podcast. Vote for us. It's almost the end of the year. And if not,
end of the year,
end
yes.
of the month.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
It's almost
done.
That time of the month.
It is, damn it. All right. We will be back Wednesday. Bye bye.
Later.
Eden. You know, I got two states of mind. Stoned and asleep. First I hit the sweet leaf and then I have nice dreams. When I get up, awake and bake, take a piss and shake. My clock stopped at 420, what you want me to say? I stay blazed all day, no matter where I'm creeping. Hot boxing on your block and at the spot on the weekends. You'll see smoke rising, just who could it be? It's my rhyme and crime partner, D-L-O-C-C. Yeah, that be me, born and raised in the suburbs. Faded off the blood smoke, donut that you lurch. Thanks, Johnny Richter, for your nice little handoff. I got some purple cuss, did you bring the sandbox? Let's bounce some buzz so we can make a little keef. Spice up the leaf before we smoke the tree. Everybody in the scene knows he blow the most doja. That's why they label us the Cottonmouth Soldiers. 10-4-0, yeah, our clocks is always on.
We turn
down. These anti-heroes are just here to serve you props. So leave those blessings right.
Smoked out, dropping drinks, having a blast, not giving a fuck, doing my thing. Blowing rings through the crowd, being loud and obnoxious. Now the shots I did with pop got me feeling kinda nauseous. But I played it cool and pulled a few snaps. Big fat pack goals and had a chicken Caesar wrap. Dipping through the whole place, nowhere else I'd rather be than smoking weed with my peeps. Now I'm past the D.
24/7, every day, every minute, everybody, every stoner. Grab your bug, keep your closure. Beer drinkers, beer poppers, ass heads and freaks. All the creatures in the street, heroin addicts and geeks. Mount King signed a one-way contract to see the world and smoke the killer chronic. D-Lope said it, so don't you forget it. It's 4-4-2-0 and I blow. 4-0, yeah, our clocks is always on.
We turn
these anti-heroes are just here to serve you props. So leave those blessings right up here upon the arms. So grab your tank, turn up these sounds. This is your life, so live it now.
Now you might see me on a mission, searching for double vision. And there ain't no mathematician, more like a stony musician. So I get a little help from my friends when they need. Hit the bubble, fuck double, now I'm seen in three.
4-5-6, double dash is deep. I'm always drinking beer and I'm always smoking weed. Hanging in the streets, just doing my thing. Putting it down for the herb with the Cottonmouth gang.
All these hours and days in a face with a planet. With bubbles and bells, the cushion's organic.